Please take your Bibles and open to the Gospel of John, John chapter 5. We're going to begin reading with the 40th verse. John chapter 5, verse 40, and we'll read to the end of that chapter. John chapter 5, verse 40. He will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Let's begin with prayer. Father, I thank you today. It's a wonderful opportunity to come into your house and to sing these praises and to read and fellowship over your precious word. I just ask today that you will guide and lead each step of each one of us. And I ask that you will take the words that are spoken today and make them so clear to the heart of every believer that they will know what you would have them to do today in praise, in honor, in service. I ask that you'll take these same words and apply them to the heart of the lost, that if they do not know you today, if they don't have that personal relationship today, they cannot call you Father. They do not know you as Father. They may speak the name and say God this or Father that, but they don't know you unless they enjoy a personal relationship with you and they have asked you into their heart, believe that yes, you are our Messiah, Savior of the world. You've died for my sins. You've taken them away. And I trust that that was all done upon Calvary. Thank you, dear Lord. And if we could just know that, please, Father, take the words of today and touch the hearts of the lost that they will be saved today. Today is the day of salvation. Please, speak to our hearts now as we enjoy this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Out of a little bit of review, because it really all stays together with itself, one with another, and there is a bit of a summary. Sometimes in Sunday school class, when we come together and during the Bible studies, we kind of start with the last verse and work our way backwards, so to speak, when we're studying the Scripture. But today I'm going to, even though some of these verses we have not really taken a strong look at, we will today. But I want you to see something and keep it in mind while we're going through these scripture verses. I want you to go with me up to verse 38. And in verse 38 you will see, "And ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent, him ye believed not." I want you to go with me to verse 40. "Ye will not come to me that ye might have life." So the first ones, ye have not his word abiding in you, ye will not believe. And in verse 40, ye will not come to me that ye might have life. In verse 42, "I know you that you have not the love of God in you." So the first, the word's not abiding. The second, you will not come. The third, you do not have the love of God in you. And the fourth is in verse 43, "Ye receive me not." I am come in my Father's name. Ye receive me not. In verse 44, at the this verse, how can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and ye seek not the honor that cometh from God only? And then in the 47th verse, 46 and 47 kind of come together. And ye had, for had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? I want you to see all those things. And if nothing else is brought from the message today, why did the Israelites and the Jews of this day not believe the Lord Jesus? It is because ye have not his word abiding in you. It's because ye will not come to me. It is because ye do not have the love of God in you. It is because ye will not receive me. It is because ye would desire the honor of man and not the honor of God. And it is because ye shall not, if ye believe not his writings, ye shall not believe my words. Why is a person today lost? It's because they will not believe. It's that simple. They will not believe. And so all these things now, as we look at this, and we start back with verse 40 as just a little bit of review, ye will not come to me that ye might have life. It is so simple. It is so easy to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is surrender your heart unto him and believe in the cross of Calvary. And you possess eternal life. Your sins are forgiven forever. You can walk with the Lord and enjoy the Lord's presence. And yet a multitude of people today not only do not do that, but the preachers of today do not preach that. They do not teach that simple way of salvation. They would rather preach works and service. And all those things are of necessity and needed, but not for salvation. They are needed for our to show praise and honor unto our God, but they are not for our salvation. And yet people refuse to come. Ye will not come to me that ye might have life. We talked last week about Noah, and we talked about Moses, and we talked about the Lord Jesus himself continues to say, come, come. He invites them to come, and yet they refuse. And a comment that was made last week, you know, God says come, but Pharaoh says go. And Pharaoh's comment, as we look back in Exodus, Pharaoh's comment was that if you don't leave, we will die. Now, if we don't come, we'll die. Pharaoh didn't realize that he had the plan of salvation right there in front of him with Moses. Right there. Salvation could have been his and his nation's. But instead of that, he looked upon life, eternal life, as death. And when we refuse the Lord Jesus, that's the exact result, is death. Still many folks today, too stubborn to come. And that stubbornness is going to send them right down the way and right on to hell because of their stubbornness, their arrogance, their pride. Many folks today are still refusing. Verse 41. I receive not honor from men. That's probably one of the biggest mistakes we make. That we worry about the praise of man more than the praise of God. We would rather have man acknowledge us for our accomplishments or what we're doing than to please our God. Today, man would rather increase the numbers of the people that's sitting in the pews than they would to preach the truth, knowing that that's going to divide and that's going to send many out the door. Folks don't want the truth. the Word of God here at this, the family that we have here. The Word of God has divided folks all the years that the Lord has allowed us to be here. It's divided folks. And it should divide folks. If you're not willing to look to the Word of God and see the Word of God and stand upon the Word of God, then please, just go. That's your choice. That's your decision. Don't stay. We have enjoyed such a wonderful fellowship of believers here. Very few times have we been through that battle. But I am so thankful that when we have faced that battle, it has always been over the Word of God. It's not been over the color of the carpet. It's not been over the color of the paint. It's not some building project that we've had. Most churches divide under those conditions. But our battles have always been over the Word of God. And my dear friend, we're going to fight that battle every time it comes before us. Amen. We're not going to back up. We're not going to stand away from standing for the Word of God. And that will mean a continual coming because people want it and leaving because they don't. The Lord Jesus gives us a wonderful example here that I receive not honor from men. He has no desire to please man, to tickle their ears. He's not covetous in any way of the world's wealth, the world's praise, the world's ways. He doesn't care. The Lord Jesus doesn't care because he knows what's important. And what's important is praising his Father, doing his Father's will. His glory comes from God the Father. And we have that in verse 44, makes reference to that. How can ye believe which receive honor one from another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Seek his will, seek his praise, seek his honor. Verse 42, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. You do not have the love of God in you. When we look at these words here, you do not have the love of God in you. Here, Jesus once again speaks a truth that many do not like to believe or don't believe, and that is that Jesus knows the heart. He knows the heart. And he can tell all that are listening right there, or the majority of the listening, I receive not the honor from men. I know you. Ye have not the love of God in you. What does it take to possess the love of God in you? You must be born again. You have to be born again. And Jesus knows that these men do not know him as Savior, do not accept him as Savior. They have rejected him. And again, back in verse 3, you will not come to me that you have eternal life. You will not believe in me. And so, I know your heart. You do not have the love of God in you. And that is so sad. He knew that these Jews, they professed to be believers in Judaism. They professed the law of Moses. They professed to stand bold. Well, we know what they stood for. They stood upon the law, but it was all of their doctrines, it was all their traditions. All those things is what they stood upon. And today, the church is no different. The church today stands upon their traditions and not upon the Word of God. And we've got to stand upon the Word of God. We've got to stand true. And so he knew again that they profess to worship the true God, But you see, just because they say those words, and that's what we need to be so careful when we're visiting with someone. You know, do you know the Lord Jesus? Yes. Do you know God the Father? Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. And you go on. And in many cases, they don't know Him at all. Because you need to ask. You need to know what's in the heart. Now, Jesus can look right into the heart and see. We can't. So you need to ask some very wonderful questions. When did you trust in Jesus? Tell me about that day. When did you get to know Jesus? And he said, well, I always have. How do you get around that? How do you get beyond that statement that I always have? Because, my dear friend, you haven't always. I don't care who you are. There was a day that you realized and acknowledged your evil, that you're a sinner. Now maybe you fessed up to that day, and you trusted in the Lord Jesus. Or maybe you just sloughed it off and says, I'm better than most. I do a lot of good deeds. I go to church. I do all these things. But my friend, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, all that, as the Scripture says, is nothing but filthy rags. And what that makes a person that does not know the Lord Jesus yet worships what He says the true God, it makes him a hypocrite. That's what he is. You know, when people say that the church is full of hypocrites, it is. A lot of churches are just plumb full of hypocrites. And it's most cases shouldn't be called a church because the Word of God's not proclaimed there. But they confess to be Christians. We've had added now, most cults, many religions have taken the name of Christian. And they're not. They're evil. They do not stand for the Word of God in any way, shape, or form. And yet they have said, well, we're Christian. If you're a Christian, then you know my Savior. If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you are not a Christian. And so it doesn't matter what you want to put the title in front, but Jesus knew the heart of these people, even though they were professing Christians, or at the time professing Jews. They were nothing but hypocrites because they did not, and that's the reason I wanted to read those six knots that are in this scripture. That was their problem. They did not believe. They did not abide. They did not understand nor want the word. They did not follow after Moses. And Moses is their foundation. The books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. As we talked about in Sunday school, when somebody says in this scripture verse here, for had ye believed Moses in verse 46, they were looking at the five first books that we have. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Not just a quote or two, or not just the Ten Commandments that Moses brought down, but all five books. They possessed it, they had it, they taught it, and they missed the very important point, most important point, the Lord Jesus Christ. They missed the Lord Jesus. This verse 42 tells us that ye have not the love of God in you, and you cannot without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. You must be born again to possess that. Verse 43, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. The Jews refused to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, who came in the Father's name. If they would have truly loved and trusted in the word that was proclaimed from Moses, they would have been saved. They would have been saved. But they refused to believe that, and they would rather have the honor of man. Now, the last half of this is who is coming, and today is so prevalent, and that is the one that is coming in another name. Now, we have today many antichrists. There will be one antichrist during the tribulation period. But we possess many antichrists right now. Now, I would like for you to go with me to 2 Thessalonians. And we're going to start this look about this ruler that they would like to follow. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 10. Have many verses of scripture here. Please follow along with me if you can. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. This false teacher, this false one that is coming, in this verse, our Lord Jesus points very clear in the verse 43 of the fifth chapter of John of the Antichrist, the man of sin, the son of perdition, the one that is coming. He even proclaims here in this verse 43 that there is that work going on already. The work of the Antichrist is going on already. It's already in the way, and we know that today. The principles of it is already working in the hearts of men. The unbelief, the apostasy that is coming will not be in its fullness until, as 2 Thessalonians said, the church is taken away. When the church is taken away, when the rapture comes, it opens the door, and immediately following the rapture, the church will be the coming onto the scene of the Antichrist, this son of perdition, this man of sin. We will find during this time that this miracle-working Antichrist, miracle-working, now that's words that we usually tie to our Lord Jesus. But during the tribulation period, Satan is going to come with his power, as much power as he can have. And he will come and he will perform these miracles that's never been seen since the Lord Jesus walked upon this earth. And he will fool multitudes. He will come not only as a miracle worker, but he will also come in the name and proclaim himself to be God. I am the creator of the world. I am God. And that's why he's going to come. He will sit in the temple professing to be God. And the nation of Israel as a whole will fall for him and follow him and be with him, and they will claim, finally, our Lord has come. You see, what is the Jew looking for? They missed him the first time because they weren't looking for the Savior to come in a lowly manger. They were not looking for the Savior to come through the means of a carpenter's son, even though that's his stepfather, didn't look through a lowly beginning as Mary. They were looking for a king, and the Antichrist fills that role. and he comes. He comes with might and with strength, and he'll seem to bring peace to the earth for the beginning of this tribulation period. And the Jews and many will fall to the feet of the Antichrist. There's going to be 144,000 that will not. There's 144,000, 12,000 from every tribe that will not turn an eye to the Antichrist. They are sealed, and they are 144,000 Pauls, if that's what you want to call them. 144,000 Peters preaching the Word of God. And they're not veering from the truth ever. They stand for the truth. They preach the truth. And multitudes will be saved from this witness of this 144,000. But the majority of the Jews will fall for this Antichrist. The seven-year period of this tribulation that is referred to here in this verse 43, another shall come in his own name, and him ye will receive. This time period will last 7 years. It will be 7 years in length. And what we need to understand is, when it comes to our God, you either receive him or you reject him. Nobody's halfway saved. Receive him or reject him. That's it. There's no other side. If you reject him, if you choose to reject the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be under the powers of darkness. Today you are under the powers of darkness. One man made the reference to that powers of darkness being you are part of the underworld. Now when you think of the underworld, you think of crimes, of murder and all kinds of wicked things that go on in this world are set by the underworld or those crime families that you hear about that are especially in the bigger cities, but they seem to come out everywhere. Well, if you belong to Satan, you're part of that underworld. You're a member of the crime family. No matter how good you act, or how you walk, or how you talk, it doesn't matter because you're a member of the crime family. So you hear these things on the radio, or you see them on television, the wicked slaughters and murders that some of these families in their wars over certain territories or turfs that they're trying to maintain and keep. Well, if you don't know Jesus, that's your team. That's who you belong to. Because that's Satan's team. And that's who he belongs to. Again, man is with Christ or he's against him. You're on the side of Christ or on Satan's side. There's no middle ground. Matthew 12:30 tells us, he that is not with me is against me. This Antichrist will take on flesh. Satan himself will take on flesh, just like Jesus did. See, he's the great liar. Satan is the great mimic. Jesus took on flesh. God in the flesh. Satan in the flesh. That'll be the Antichrist. Wicked. Again, the Antichrist will be revealed immediately after the rapture of the church. The Antichrist will demand worship. The Jews will honor him and worship him as the true Messiah. The Antichrist will possess all the power of the devil. And he will work mighty miracles. He will even be able to call down fire from heaven, as the Scripture tells us. Now today, there are many antichrists. Who is an antichrist today? We've talked about the personality, the one antichrist that will walk upon this earth. But there are many antichrists, the small a antichrists today. And an antichrist today is anyone that opposes the pure doctrines of his word, is an antichrist. If you do not believe in his virgin birth, if you don't believe in the wonderful atonement of the Lord Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection, if you do not believe in his second coming, if you don't believe that only and only by faith can you be saved, not by any works of righteousness that you try to do, no works will buy you a place in heaven. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And any place, any church, any person that teaches a contrary doctrine to what this word tells us is an antichrist. Now that involves many a church building in this country today. They are antichrists. They are not teaching the doctrine of this precious word. During this time of the tribulation, there will be the man of sin, the last world dictator. He will deceive all that do not hold the seal of God in their foreheads. He will be a great deceiver. And so understand that we must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I believe that if you have sat here today and you heard the gospel proclaimed, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and you left, and we don't even get out to our vehicles, and Jesus calls us home, and all of a sudden you're still standing here because you've rejected Jesus, and you go into the tribulation period. I believe that if you heard the gospel here in this time, in the church age, I don't believe that you'll be able to be saved. You'll have to face that terrible time of tribulation. It doesn't matter, because you will not be able to be saved during that tribulation. Now, you want to risk it, you risk it. If you think, no, I can go into the tribulation, I can get saved then, try it, if that's what you want to do. You tempt God if you want to. You test him if you want to. You best be saved today. Amen. You must come. Today is the day of salvation. The Word of God tells us so clearly. Do not risk going into that tribulation period. We can be home with the Lord, fellowshipping in our glorified bodies, and yet this time of tribulation, when this antichrist comes onto the scene and begins to lie and deceive, and we have not seen such wickedness upon this earth as will come during that tribulation period. That's what verse 43 is talking about. You don't receive me, but there's one that's coming that you will. And we know today that most folks would rather believe a lie than the truth. They can sit in church and serve all of their life and work very hard and yet never come by faith to Jesus, because they have been deceived by one of the antichrists. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? In verse 44. The Jews cared more for the praise of man than they cared for the pleasing of God. Man today looks for the chief seats. The Jews look for the chief seats in the synagogue. They wanted to be high and mighty, that man would praise them. And that's the world today. We spend more time concerned with what somebody else thinks of us. That's being concerned about the praise of man. Let's look for the praise of God, the pleasing of God. Occupied with things of the earthly mind, that people somehow or other would think highly of us because of what we possess or what we say or who we are. We need to be concerned about our God and how we stand with him. Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. The New Testament, Luke chapter 8, verse 15, they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. As we bring this chapter to a close and begin with the sixth chapter next week, once again, what was the problem with the Jews? And what's the problem with today's world and society, those that choose not Jesus? Verse 38, ye have not his word abiding in you. Verse 40, ye will not come to me. Verse 42, I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. Verse 43, ye receive me not. Verse 44, ye seek not the honor that cometh from God. And in verse 47, ye believe not his writings. That's the problem today. And it all comes back. This is the charges, I guess you could say, that was brought against the Jews. It'll be the charges that are brought against mankind. This is the reason. It's not because you didn't work hard enough. It's not because you didn't attend enough church services. It's because you rejected Jesus as your Savior. You will not believe. It's that simple. There's an Antichrist present today, many, multitudes. There will be one single Antichrist during the tribulation period, and he will be the great deceiver. All these are just his helpers preparing for that time. But Jesus says in this text, that's where you're at. That's what you have. You're following after the Antichrist, not after the true Christ. I hope you know Jesus today. I hope you've trusted in him. I hope you've called upon him as your Savior. If you have not, please do not leave today. Call upon him for your salvation. Let's close with prayer. Father, it's not only today that we need, as a lost that's here, to call upon you, but as believers, we need to proclaim your word. We need to tell the truth. We need to stand boldly for you. Jesus is the only way. You come by faith, and by faith in him alone. He died on the cross to save you. Father, those are words that we need to proclaim and proclaim often. And please forgive us, Father, for not. But strengthen us today to be a voice for you and speak your words. Thank you today, Father, for your word. Just touch the hearts. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.